The Assembly spent over 45 minutes on the format and scheduling for the community forum, which will address questions about the emergency ordinance. They discussed whether to have an independent moderator to host the session, how to answer questions from the public, scheduling, and whether the forum would be in person. Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger thought it was a bad idea to have a large in-person meeting for the public.
I wish we were in a time right now where we were all sitting in Assembly chambers and we had a gallery full of people there to speak and interact, and that's, you know, really makes for a better meeting. But again, it pretty much flies in the face of really all medical advice we're getting right now.
Staff looked into the possibilities for taking in-person testimony at the municipal building. However, at the moment, Petersburg's Public Health Mandate Number 3 has temporarily suspended in-person attendance by the public at meetings called by the borough government. Assembly members eventually agreed that a teleconference meeting for public comment would be the best way. They were also interested in paying an independent moderator and fielding questions submitted. Here's Jeff Mucci.
I mean, I think we can do this. I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's just a matter of, you know, spending some time and making sure we get the questions that the community has answered. I mean, I think that no matter what happens, there's going to be a certain section of the community that is never going to be happy with whatever we're deciding. But at least it'll give the community a chance to kind of, you know, send their questions in, and, you know, they'll know when they get received, and they know that the Assembly is honestly looking to answer some of their questions if they haven't been answered before.
The borough has received dozens of emails this summer, both for and against the proposed law. Opponents do not think the local government should have the power to mandate health measures like curfews or prohibitions on public gatherings. Supporters want the borough to be able to order those controls. The Assembly voted down a proposal to require the Assembly to complete training for incident command before the forum. However, they did vote to eliminate some reports on the local pandemic response and agreed to remove that wording from the title of the community meeting. Assemblymember Chelsea Tremblay supported that change.
If we want to have a second one on our specific Petersburg COVID plan, that's, in my mind, a different conversation than where the emergency ordinance conversation needs to be. And both will take a substantial amount of time. So in my mind, that's where I was coming from with not necessarily excluding it entirely, but trying to stick to the true topic at hand, which is the emergency ordinance.
They did settle on a date of Thursday, September 10th at 4 p.m. That session will include reports on the incident command system, local and state laws that apply, and why the proposed local law is needed. The Assembly did not spend time this week discussing the substance of the proposed ordinance. Existing local law authorizes the city manager to implement an emergency plan. However, it does not spell out in law specific measures such as curfews or business closures. The old City of Petersburg's disaster response plan was last updated in 2001. It gives the city manager the authority to declare an emergency. The mayor and city council are given the role of interacting with the public and other elected officials. That plan also outlines a checklist of steps to take to respond to specific emergencies, everything from an enemy attack to a tsunami to a transportation accident. Not in that plan, a global health pandemic. The proposed ordinance updates language to reflect the borough government created in 2013. It also grants authority to the borough manager or an incident commander to respond to an emergency, but it also adds Assembly approval for that appointment, and it specifies that the manager, incident commander, or Assembly can order measures like curfews, business closures, prohibitions on gatherings, and calling for additional law enforcement help. There are fines for not complying with local orders, as there are with the existing code. The Assembly has approved that ordinance already in its first two readings. It was a 6-0 vote in its first reading, 4-2 in its second reading, before it was postponed in third reading until September 21st. They've also approved a similar 60-day temporary measure. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vignicki.